And it is 2021. Welcome back to the Germanic American Institute's podcast. This is Günther welcoming you back after an extended Christmas break. Let's get today on the road. This is the podcast of the Germanic American Institute.
Welcome.
Willkommen.
Where Germanic-speaking European countries...
Germany.
Deutschland.
Austria.
Österreich.
Switzerland.
Schweiz.
Blend with the Midwestern United States.
Hallo. Hallo.
Servus.
Grüezi.
We are here and there, and we invite you to come along on the journey. It's season 3. Who would have thunk it? The third season in. I think we're like 40-some episodes deep, and I get to welcome our Director of Communications, Erin Hart. Erin, welcome. Welcome back from Christmas break.
Thank you. Nice to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's been a little while since we actually connected. We, of course, talked offline here and there, but for the podcast, this is our first foray into 2021. And to be honest, it feels great, even though we're still on Zoom.
Yeah.
How are things going at the house?
Good, good. We still are, for the most part, closed. We have some staff there working on programs. We do have a new office manager named Casey Horn, and she is fabulous and answering the phones. So for those of you who need something from the GAI, you may hear a new voice on the phone. Sometimes I answer it if no one's around. But yeah, the house is doing great. It's nice to connect with it when I can and think about when everyone can get back there again.
Awesome. And I think we do have a couple of more staffing updates coming out here in the next few weeks as well. When time is right, we will certainly let you know all about that. We'll also talk later on today about spring events and how our fundraiser actually went that allows us to stay afloat and alive and continue our mission. But first and foremost, one of the questions that I have received and perhaps other people have wondered about as well is how did it actually come to the podcast? Is that...
Yes. You know, this is something so we're going to turn the microphone around and I'm going to ask you a few questions about this fabulous podcast because it's been a while since I started out as a listener back when I was interested in working for the GAI. Glad that that worked out. And here I am living the dream on the podcast. But I'd always wondered about how the podcast started. You know, I don't see a lot of other cultural institutes or nonprofits with a podcast. So maybe you could give me and some of our listeners the backstory on here and there.
Yeah, I mean, this is season 3, 40-some episodes deep, including or perhaps even excluding the special episodes where we had interviews with a variety of people. And it originated with the idea that I thought we should perhaps broaden our footprint with something that is what I would call evergreen. Because a podcast, if you wanted to today, for instance, you can use your preferred podcast player and go all the way back to episode 1. So those things stick around, hence evergreen. And at some point, I figured this is something we should do because it allows us to continue our mission. Now, of course, a little bit of the ego kicked in. I'm a former radio DJ, so it sort of made sense. And I had started several podcasts for other things and decided, well, I'll just pitch this and see what Claudia and Gina think about that. And it sat on a shelf for a little while. And then suddenly it came about to the idea, yeah, we should do this podcast. And we started in the Damen Salon on the second floor of the GAI with all the echo in the world, with a little less technology than we have currently at our fingertips. It was basically a handheld recorder, more or less, with 4 inputs. And I put a headset, almost like a gamer's headset, if you will, on everyone's head. And we started recording and just riffing. And at first, we planned out our episodes quite elaborately as to who says what and at what point in time and what topic. And then we realized that we are pretty well dialed in with Claudia and Catherine. And then Fred Amram was actually our first guest. That was a magnificent episode.
Yeah.
So if you want to go back to the first time Fred came about the podcast and then the second time he came around, just both are really just intricate and great conversations. And of course, every other conversation as well. But Fred having been the first mover, so to speak, in the interview space and such a legend at the GAI, it was a privilege. And we've been going ever since. So let me ask you as a former listener, now involved, now on the other side of my screen here, what was it like encountering a cultural podcast that does grammar, that does interviews? What were your thoughts?
Sure. Yeah. So I, at the time, I was thinking about applying for a job at the GAI, the director of communications job. And, you know, I was doing my research like a good job applicant, looking at the website. And I was like, oh, they have a podcast. And I love listening to podcasts, you know, when I walk, when I work out, when I drive. And so I said, well, this is great. I can do my research and see what these people are all about. But it was just like a surprising pleasure. I mean, I am a former German student. I lived in Germany for a couple of years. It's been quite a while since I actually took a German class. And so I loved the grammar updates, or the sort of those grammar topics that you guys revisited. I loved the cultural updates too, or the, you know, I think there was an episode I listened to about Carnival or Fasching.
Yeah.
And I definitely learned some things. You know, I only lived in one part of Germany. And so hearing like voices from other parts of Germany and obviously Austria, it was just really fun. It was a pleasure to listen to. And then hear, you know, more updates about this organization and the people behind the scenes. There was one interview, I think, that you did with Gina, our executive director. And I really liked having that behind the scenes of hearing about the strategic planning and the thinking, some of the history. So I just geeked out on like 10 episodes before my job interview. So I continue to like listening to it and learning from you guys.
Awesome. So I think one of the challenges, of course, that every podcast encounters across time is just topically related. What should we talk about? What is of interest to the audience? And this is also why you hear our renewed calls every episode. Just contact us. Let us know what you want to hear from us, whether that's cultural, whether that's grammar stuff. And let me just plug our email address while we're at it. It's podcast@gai-mn.org. And your feedback goes a long way, so please do keep it coming. And I do know that we do have a couple of gearheads in the audience, that much I know, because I have some of them, or had some of them in my classes. And just to give you a quick run through without going too much in depth as to what it actually takes to get this done. Now, when we sit at the GAI, we usually have still our headsets, and I upgraded our handheld recorder into a Rodecaster Pro, which is basically a full-on audio studio in one handy device that would have originally taken an entire crate on wheels to move into a room that has, of course, through technology, incredibly improved and also made it just financially a lot more feasible. And when I'm at home, as we are right now, looking at Erin on my screen, I'm speaking into an Electro Voice RE20, which is a legend in the broadcasting industry going back to the early, I think, 70s or 80s. The microphone has been unchanged. It's what I grew up with back in radio, and I decided I gotta feel like I'm still into this and in it, and that's where the microphone is coming from. So for all you gearheads out there, that is how this is coming together, and it's edited in a piece of free software, actually, believe it or not. It's called Audacity, and this is how we put things together before we then put them on the podcast disseminator, which then shows up in your favorite podcast player. So that's the rundown.
I've always wanted to ask you, what is the music for our intro, and whose voices are greeting us in the intro?
We had an original intro for the first, oh my gosh, maybe 10, 15 episodes. So for season one, perhaps. For season two, I decided, we need to beef that up a little bit. And YouTube has a creators section. And on this creator section, you can find audio as well that is free of charge and royalty free to use for all kinds of projects. So I found the sound, the music that we use for the intro, I found that actually there. And then I went through the house and bothered everyone, gave them a little tiny piece of paper and asked them to come into the Damen Salon and put the headset on them. It's like, hey, read this. And it was Claudia, Krista, I think it may have been Bettina as well. I'm running the lead voice, so to speak.
And I feel then, like it's also in there somewhere.
I believe so. Honestly, I don't even remember how many voices are on there. And then basically I just layered voice onto voice to get sort of the echo effect with the varying countries, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, to welcome everyone with a little bit of significance as to culturally what pertains to the country. So for Germany, of course, it's Fußball. For Austria, it's the Danube Waltz or the Wiener Walzer. And for Switzerland, it was the Alphorn. So very cliche and stereotypical things, but nonetheless identifiers of the culture of the individual country.
Yeah, no, it's such a nice mix. And what is the piano music at the beginning?
Do you know I actually don't remember what it's called, but that's the music that I found on the YouTube creators suite. And also for those, again, who are wondering, do I have to listen to this intro every single time? I've listened to every episode, it gets stale. No, you do not. The intro is timed for exactly 30 seconds. And nice. When you look into your podcast player, usually you have a 30-second jump forward button. So if you want to skip our intro, as soon as the piano starts, hit the 30-second button and you're going right to the beginning of the episode.
Otherwise, you don't really need that button because we don't do ads.
That is very true. Good point.
Another reason to keep listening to Here and There.
Absolutely. So if anybody goes out right now and goes on a shopping spree, feel free to email me, podcast@gei-mn.org. Happy to help,
awesome.
Help and lend a helping hand. You just briefly froze, Erin, but you're back, so that's good. The woes of Zoom.
I did. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is hard. I feel like I'm always having tech problems. That's a great update. I feel like a lot of people are starting podcasts nowadays, especially with more people being at home. So
yeah,
us know if you start a podcast. We will share that info here.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, the thing is, it doesn't really take much. I mean, technically, you can just use your cell phone and get going and be done with it. So I'm just a little more on the I gotta be professional kind of side, and then it costs a little bit of money, but that's really the end of it. It has become surprisingly affordable. And since we did talk about topics and topical selection, we are actually cooking on a new product, if you will. We're in the Truman Kitchen. Erin, you've had the opportunity to listen in. What are your thoughts before we actually publicly talk about what this is?
Yeah, well, I think, Gunter, you've put together a really interesting, I feel like product might be the wrong word for it. It's just a real treat, I think, for anyone to listen to someone read stories or read some short texts in German and be able to follow along with the text if you want. I feel like the tales that you selected are also sort of haunting. Like, they're really interesting that you found. It's not like, I don't know, there's only so much news you can listen to, or a lot of the language products out there are like fake daily conversations. So there's something very sort of authentic and interesting as a listener and as German language student. In our little pilot project. I guess we can call it a pilot.
I think that would be adequate. Before I drop a little listening snippet in there for your enjoyment and feedback, the stories actually come out of the University of Bremen. It is Merkel's Erzählkabinett. So basically Merkel's story chamber, if you will. And those stories are available for teachers, educators, and whatnot. And I figured it would perhaps be interesting to just put a German piece together, because our podcast, of course, is in English, but we are a German institute, a cultural institute. Stories are culture. Our language determines our culture to some degree. So it did make sense to just put a quick little spin together. Those stories are anywhere between 9 and 12 minutes, and you have access to the text and whatnot, so you can read along and continue to practice and iron out your German skills without really being held to task in terms of a class or any kind of test. And let's just listen in for a couple of minutes. Steinsuppe. Es war einmal ein alter Mann, der hatte kein Haus zum Schlafen und kein Geld, sich Essen zu kaufen. Er wanderte über die Landstraßen, und wenn er in ein Dorf kam, fragte er die Bewohner, ob sie nicht einen Bissen für ihn übrig hätten und ob er nicht in einer alten Scheune übernachten dürfte. Eines Tages hatte sich der alte Mann in einem Wald verlaufen. Er irrte 3 Tage und 3 Nächte durch den Wald, bis er endlich wieder herausfand und in ein Dorf kam. Was war der alte Mann da hungrig und müde? Er klopfte am ersten Haus und geriet an eine Frau. »Sie wünschen?« »Ich bin 3 Tage durch den Wald geirrt. Haben Sie vielleicht einen Bissen für mich übrig und ein Plätzchen zum Schlafen?« »Da könnte ja jeder kommen«, schimpfte die Frau und warf die Türe zu. Der alte Mann ging weiter und kam zu einem Gemüseladen. Im Laden fragte er den Händler: »Ich bin 3 Tage durch den Wald geirrt. Haben Sie vielleicht einen Bissen für mich übrig und ein Plätzchen zum Schlafen?« »Klar, kannst du haben«, meinte der Händler, »aber nur gegen Bares.« Und als der alte Mann nur den Kopf schüttelte, lachte er: »Umsonst ist nur der Tod«, und jagte ihn vor die Tür. Der alte Mann ging weiter und kam zu einem... Welcome back. Of course, I have to ask what you think. After the fact, I would welcome you once again to let us know what your thoughts are. podcast@gai-mn.org. And we are still looking for a name for our product pilot.
We are. We have a lot of ideas. We cannot, but we'd appreciate some if you, anyone has a brilliant idea. Geschichten on the go, Erzählungen von Gunther. There's here and there, courts. I don't know. There's a lot of sort of thoughts. I think my colleague Bettina had some better ideas. So please help us with our pilot, all you German language learners or fans or Gunther fans.
You just kicked off a title.
To hearing more.
Yeah, you just kicked off a title in my head, Drive-Through Stories.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I am not the most creative guy, so your input certainly is welcome and encouraged. So just let us know what you think. And maybe it is your name that actually is going to be the final selection for this pilot, but hopefully will turn into something that is more functional and more permanent. That was all about the podcast, all about what we are trying to do with the podcast in 2021. In terms of audio, but what else do we have on plans? And this is where I am completely taking hands off. Erin, you know what the house has planned. What's going to happen?
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll talk about our spring coming up. And our podcast plans in terms of interviews and topics, we are still lining some of those up. Our next podcast will be on Berlin. A lot of us are thinking about what we can do and where we can go in 2021 or 2022. So we are going to take you listeners to some of our favorite cities. I know Berlin is literally one of my favorite cities in the world. And we are interviewing someone who actually is in Berlin right now. And that'll be our next episode after this. So at the house on February 28th, we are doing our very first ever virtual cooking class. And I believe it is called In the Kitchen, or In the GAI Kitchen, Making Spätzle with Helga Parnell. And I've never met Helga yet because of COVID, but I know she is a legend at the GAI and that many people know her and know her amazing cooking.
And Helga also was on the podcast.
That's right, your Deutsche Tage episode, right?
Correct, exactly, yes.
Yeah, so she's been with us for a long time. So we're excited to bring you a virtual cooking class and you can make homemade spätzle at home. That is February 28th and we'll have registration available probably at the beginning of February, which is coming up very quickly. Our next event is a travel event, Armchair Travel with Michael Kinney. And we are going to be taking you virtually to Austria, to skiing in Austria, to Kitzbühel, I believe. And that is in the afternoon on March 13th. And our last sort of event teaser is the GAI's famous pork and kraut dinner will be brought to you curbside at the end of March. So on March 28th. So keep an eye out for more details on that coming up.
So we'll continue our curbside pickups and whatnot. Did we come up with a determination for Deutsche Tage and potentially our, I guess, gentle forecast for the Oktoberfest? Are we waiting for how the COVID situation unfolds, or do we already have sort of a little bit of a gist as to what this is going to be?
It's a little too soon to tell on those. I wish I had a crystal ball or one of those... a mirror or something you can look into the future, but we definitely are planning to have both events in some form. If some of it has to be in the safer scaled down version, we'll do that. If folks still need or want virtual components, we will offer that. But we're hoping that the summer and fall brings a lot more opportunities for seeing people in person.
The sooner we can get back together and have 20,000 plus at the Schmidt Brewery in St. Paul, the better it is. I miss the dachshund races. I gotta admit to that, no, for sure. That was the funnest thing on the planet. I never emceed anything like that, and it was absolutely hilarious.
I've missed it. I've never actually been to Oktoberfest here. But yeah, I would definitely check that out first thing.
Yeah, can't wait for this to come back and to basically dig in again. It was so great to see a lot of familiar faces. And then, of course, unfamiliar faces who know the podcast episodes, who know our staff in one way or another. It just was this really friendly, almost familial get together. So I'm very much looking forward to this coming back. How are we doing on the big elephant, so to speak, in the room? Because we are a nonprofit. We are reliant upon grants, upon fundraising. How are we looking? How are we doing?
Yeah, so our annual fund for the GAI this year, it's always important for the GAI, the annual fund. I mean, that really is what keeps the GAI going for operating expenses, for staff, for the cultural programs that we do that have little to no cost to participants. And our annual fund this year was our biggest goal yet. Our goal was $100,000. And our goal was so big because our need was so great this year. An effect of having the big festivals canceled is that we get a lot of revenue from those festivals, from the corporate sponsors, from tickets sales, and we just did not have that income this year. And I'm like overjoyed to report that we met our annual fund goal. We're actually at $116,000 so far for our annual fund. And we could not be more grateful to our donors, our members. A lot of people gave more this year than they usually do. We had some folks make 3 donations over the course of annual fund. And it just means, it means so much to us. And yeah, I really can't say thanks enough. That will really help us go into 2021 on some strong footing and be able to keep going with the work that we do here.
What else do we have loaded for 2021? Is there anything else that's noteworthy that perhaps is somewhere in the quiver that we haven't really released yet? Or was that the high-level overview?
Yes, no, there are a few things. Here's one secret, which which I can let you everyone know about, is the GAI is getting a new website. And we are, yeah, we are. I don't know if you knew that. So we are.
I didn't.
Okay. We've been working on a new website, an update. So new design, some new content. It's been a while since our website had a makeover, and we're hoping to, you know, make things really easy to find for our events. We'll have an updated interactive events calendar, also where you can see language classes, dates, and events in the same overview. And yeah, updated pictures, graphics. So that's been a big project that we're working on. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks, you will see a new website when you go to gaimin.org. And let's see. Otherwise, we do have summer camps coming. I know there's planning underway for that. So all you parents, grandparents, anyone that you know with children, let them know about our summer camps. I know that is a crucial part of childcare over the summer. I have to think about summer camps for the first time in my life this summer. Right. So, our Kinderstube, the German immersion preschool at the GAI, is opening enrollment for new families in February 15th for next year. So, and that is in-person preschool. So.
Can that be accessed through the website then as well?
Yeah, they're, we have a link to the preschool on our website. They have their own website because they have so much going on, registration and stuff through their website. And they're kinderstubepreschool.org, I believe.
Yeah,
but it's pretty much the only thing you find if you Google Kinderstube. So.
Yeah, and if there are any questions, we do have office support again. So just call on in and ask the questions that you need to ask because we got your back on that. So that's also, of course, fantastic news.
Right.
Well, shall we wrap it here? What do you think?
Yeah, I think we've given away a lot of juicy tidbits of GAI information.
All the secrets.
Right. But yeah, I think I'm really excited about our events coming up. I think the sing-along with John Hofacker that we did at Christmas was just, it was just so special to feel connected to everyone singing along. And I think we've come a long way with virtual events. I know it's not everyone's favorite, but I think we can continue doing some really special things over the next couple months. Yeah. So I'm excited about that personally. And of course, our podcast.
Yeah, which is probably going to continue in a virtual variety as well for the foreseeable future until we can get back together at the house as well. But to be honest, I think outside of latency issues here and there, the Zoom connection works out pretty well.
Yeah, that's good. I do remember we recorded that one episode with face masks. We actually did at the house for Oktoberfest, and I feel like this is probably better than the muffled face mask.
Yeah, no, the face mask episode was an absolute nightmare to edit and somehow try to get those voices to come clear. Zoom definitely is my preferred method on this. All right, well, that was it. The inaugural, so to speak, third season start into 2021. Erin, thanks so much for hopping on.
Thanks, Gunther, for having me. And look forward to seeing you soon.
Seeing you soon. That's a whole new
on my computer.
Has a good spin to it otherwise. Well, this was episode one of season three. This is Günther saying thanks for being with us as always. So please do stay tuned for, of course, future episodes. Don't forget to keep us informed, perhaps even suggest a name for our story podcast. And the email address is podcast@gai-mn.org. Welcome to 2021. This is Günther signing off. We'll talk to you soon.